Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Barry, no doubt about it.
The best?
He does?
You said the best player in football.
He's definitely the best player in football, like in my head. I don't care. He's unbelievable. Like, I love the kid. I love everything about him. I love watching him with the ball. I love his confidence. I love his demeanor. I love his mindset. I love the leadership. I love everything about him. And, like, you know, it is what it is. I love the kid.
There you go. That's how you answer a question about one of the players on your team, by the way. Raheem Morris, when asked about Bijan Robinson yesterday, said, yeah, I think he's the best player in the league. There's nothing to lose. I don't think anyone's going to put that on their bulletin board and try to take anything out. I don't know who the guy on the Panthers that would be offended by that.
But seven is always red circle.
Yes, absolutely right.
Seven is always red
circle. But that's
circle.
Just like, there's been these examples over the last couple of weeks of guys like not doing that, or like when Tua was asked about Josh Allen earlier this week saying what he said. That's what you say when you're talking about your team or yourself in professional sports.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Bijan's the best player in football. All right, great. Sign me up.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a special talent, Andy. He is. He's a very special talent. And like we were talking about the other day, you know, for a lot of people that don't get to see the Falcons, you know, on a national base or national stage, for him to play the way he played and show the country who was watching the game, and from the ratings, it was very nice.
I saw it was like the biggest week two Sunday Night Football game in a decade or something
so
like that.
For all those people, they got to see Bijan do his thing, man, and it's just it's a joy to watch, man, because I love watching him run the football. He just has a different style. It's a smooth style, but yet it's so sudden, and he will shake your drawers off. You know, he'll shake your drawers off, man, and that's one thing that, you know, when you're talking about making a guy, like, he's, I won't say nobody's in pots, but the probability of him getting tackled by the first guy when he has space, when he got space, you know, that hezzy that he does, he got that old Steve Smith hezzy, like, you're like, where'd he go, you know, but he's gone right past you, and so, I don't have a problem with Ross saying that about him, because he's right, he is one of the best players in football.
And however you measure it, it's up to you, but by the end of the year, if you total up all the yards he's going to have, he may very well be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right now, and he was right up there, and look, I know Saquon's going to have a great year, and Derrick Henry, and there's a lot of guys in the NFL, although his quarterback's out now, but a lot of guys you love to have the football in their hands. It wouldn't surprise me at all if at the end of the year this year, Bijan has the most all-purpose yards on offense.
No.
Any player in the game. And look, I mean, that's what it takes in order to elevate your team. Obviously, great quarterback play is a big part of it, but like a superstar player like that gets talked about not only by us, not only by Raheem, but like Mark Schlereth comes on yesterday and says he's the most explosive Falcon I've seen since Michael Vick, right? Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley gets asked about other guys in the league that he likes to watch. He talks about Bijan. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the kind of star
power. He's a fun guy to watch, man.
That it takes in order to elevate the team. Obviously, it results in winning, too, and winning will do it. But, I mean, that's how you get, you know, that's how you get on different broadcasts.
Yes.
If you don't like certain broadcasters, that's how you get on ones that guy's not calling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you get off the Jonathan Vilma game.
Because people want to see him.
Exactly.
Because people want to see him.
Again, because you're winning, you know? You got to win. Exciting and bad.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You got to win, too.
No, you cannot be.
You got to win, too. And hopefully they can do that. I think they can do that this weekend. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that as the show goes on. We'll get back into more of what Raheem said, Penix said, Bijan spoke as well in about half an hour in an NFL No Huddle. Braves won again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hear some of it.
And a couple of years later at the big league level, and that thing is hammered. It is deep. It is gone. Another one here in D.C. for Matt Olson, who continues to mash baseballs all over the yard.
I know that we say, you know, we got to take the good with the bad. But yesterday frustrated the hell out of me because I was like, what if, you know, it's like, God almighty, if this offense and the pitching stayed healthy. And I was noticing the past couple of weeks about what it would have been like if we did have Profar with all that, you know, because I think he's a damn good ball player, Blanc. Sure. I really, really do. And I think that, you know, you go back to the beginning of the season, again, if everything was healthy and all those different things, where this team would be. Now, you get an opportunity to see it next year because pretty much this whole damn core is coming back.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Yeah, the whole team pretty much is coming back. And so, you know, you'll get a chance to see it. And we know this, that, you know, there's certain things when you come into a season or training camp or something like that, the one thing you don't want to have to come into it as is rehabbing the whole time. The team will not have that. You know, most of these guys will be healthy. I know some of the pitchers, we don't know about them, but for the most part, all of your big dogs will be, hopefully, if nothing goes wrong or anything like that, that they'll be coming to spring training. Everybody will be healthy and ready to roll and hit the ground running. But, yeah, that's the only thing when I was watching this damn series this weekend, was just like, ugh. What if, man?
Yeah, five in a row?
Yeah, man.
five in a row.
And I know the Nationals stink.
Yeah, that's fine.
I understand that.
So
I understand.
They've lost to them earlier this year.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But that's all I was thinking about yesterday as I was watching the games. Like, dang.
But it does seem like you're doing the good fan thing, though. You're starting to talk yourself into next year already.
No. It's not really a fact of me talking myself into, like, as a fan, you talk yourself into, I'm talking about as Atlanta. You talk yourself into the Falcons going to be good, or maybe the Hawks might be better. I don't talk myself into the Braves. The Braves better be damn good. You know, that's me.
They should.
That's how I view this. That's how I view my baseball team.
Yeah.
All right? They better be good. They better be damn good.
I will say this. I'm with you on Profar. I do think he's a really good player. He's not the leadoff hitter.
No.
He's not the leadoff hitter.
No.
And I know Acuna had three hits yesterday, all that.
Stop bull jiving.
Put him back up there.
Stop bull jiving.
Put him back up there. Profar can bat second.
Stop and bull jiving.
But, yeah, no, if Waldrip can build on this, obviously he's been fantastic.
Yes.
Hopefully he took the more than on strikeouts yesterday. I think he was stat projected to have 4.5. He ended up with 8.
Yep.
He's been really fantastic.
Yes, he has.
Strider will be at least healthy going into the offseason, so he can, like you said, go into next year on a normal offseason.
Right.
Sale. And on down the line. So, yeah. And hopefully Snit's managing him.
I'm with you.
Are you?
Yeah, man. Okay. I have no problem. Because I want to make this clear. I have no problem with Brian Snicker.
No, I know you don't have a problem with him, but that's not the same thing.
No.
I want him to be the manager.
Okay, that's fine. I want Snit to be the manager if the Braves want him to be.
Come on.
I don't want.
What do you want?
I would love Snit Brian Snicker back. All right. But don't bring him back because you feel like you owe him.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, if there's
don't
a better candidate out there,
fair
which
enough.
I don't believe there is, but who knows?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
I don't know who's out there.
That's always my thing. Because baseball and the managers and bench coaches and all those different things, you don't know a lot about them. Mm-hmm. So you just don't know. Like, if there's a good offense in football, you know, hell.
Right. You know, it's so obvious.
Yeah, so damn obvious. Okay. Look at that coordinator.
Ben Johnson has to be the head coach of the team in the next couple of years.
Basketball, same way. You're like, if a team is good, and you like, and you hear a lot about the lead assistant and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think basketball is the most retread of coaches in all the sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay. I mean, how the hell do you explain one coach having coaches four different NBA teams.
And continuing to get to.
You know what I mean?
No matter what.
No matter what, they're going to continue to get there.
Oh.
But yes, I want
Doc Rivers
I want Brian Snicker to be the manager.
So do I.
Yeah.
I would like that as well. All right. So week 3 in the NFL begins tonight, obviously, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dolphins and Bills kicks off at 8:15. That's on Amazon Prime, by the way, on television. But you can listen to it on this very radio station. Week 4 in college football starts tonight as well. Rice and Charlotte.
All right.
But then we've got some bigger ones.
Barn burner, baby.
Well, you know, maybe it will be. probably a lot of barns near Rice. It's in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, Utah gets us going on Saturday. Big noon kickoff on Fox. 17th ranked Texas Tech. A lot of hype coming into the season, all the money and all that.
Yes.
Utah undefeated to start the year as well. They're number 16. So again, big noon kickoff on Fox means a 10 a.m. kickoff.
Crazy.
In Salt Lake City, which that should be a really good game. I really hope that that doesn't early start have any impact on the quality of the play.
Yeah, I mean, they call it the big noon kickoff for a reason. They want the big game to kick off at noon, so obviously that's the thing. But yeah,
noon on the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, I mean, we're all big fans of Utah for what the culture, yeah. The coach, yeah. Everything like that. We love him. He has a good quarterback, a different quarterback for the first time in 12 years. It seems like, and you're right, Texas Tech. You know, they follow the money. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing where they are. As a football program, I mean, it's the way it is. They got a rich alum who is willing to spend and overspend. Yep. Because I know this team has got some dudes, but like the dudes that's coming in, he got some other dudes too. So can they build off of that?
A lot of dudes.
Yeah, man. But I like Utah.
Oklahoma, Auburn, 3:30 ABC. Also a ranked matchup of undefeateds and a SEC game.
And the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jackson Arnold was at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He's playing so good this year, man. I mean, they're playing good around him. Oklahoma, big win last weekend against Michigan. I know they're talking about their quarterback has number one in the Heisman.
Yeah, John Mateer is off to a great start.
He's like number one in the Heisman.
Which would be crazy right because obviously Cam Ward didn't win the Heisman last year, right. But he was in the mix and very well could have. And then goes number one.
Where's the game at?
It's in Norman.
It's in Norman.
And then Mateer's kind of doing the same thing at Oklahoma. Both those guys transferred from Washington State.
Yes.
Who's
Washington State has good quarterbacks.
They have.
Washington State has a good quarterback.
Not this year. Yeah. Not so much this year, which is fine with me come Saturday.
Because
evening.
The Apple Cup is this Apple weekend, Cup. Baby.
So this morning we were in the car line at school, and I was like, hey, Lily, you know what Saturday is? She was like, what? I said, it's the Apple Cup. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh, cool, what's that?
Yeah.
She thought, I don't know, we were going to have cups with apples in it or something like that. And I was like, it means Washington's playing Washington State in football.
Yeah.
She was like, oh.
Yeah, like.
And I was like, yeah, the Huskies and the Cougs.
Yeah, to be five, I would think it's something different too. Apple Cup, whoa, what's that?
She probably thought we were dipping apples in caramel candy
or something like that. Yeah.
But I go, yeah, it's Washington at Daddy's School, Washington. Uh-huh. And then they're playing with the Washington State Cougars, the Cougs. And she goes, ooh, I like the Cougs.
Oh, no.
There was a lot of members of my family that got an early text this morning that loved that.
Yeah.
Because my mom's whole side of the family is from Eastern Washington and all that, so they love the Cougs. So, yeah, a lot of people on my mom and in the Lundstrom family are very happy to hear Lily's allegiance to the Cougs this weekend.
Well, no, she's not.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know
what any of that
she knows
is.
That is. She knows she's going for the purple team.
She likes the word Cougs.
Yeah.
And who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
That's a fun word
who
to say.
Cougs.
Yeah, go Cougs. This is what my grandma wrote on my graduation card from the University of Washington.
And you know, I love.
Congratulations, you chose the wrong school. Go Cougs.
Was there a check in there?
There probably was. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure there was.
was there a check in there?
You had to get that little petty jab in there right at the very end. And then there's one other good one in the evening. Big Ten matchup between Illinois and Indiana, 7:30. Also both undefeated, number 9 Illinois. This is the third time ever in the 75-year history of this matchup that both teams have been ranked in the top 20.
Is this like a rival, like a border or something?
It is. They share a border.
I know. I'm like, is it like a name to it or something?
No.
Like a cool name or
this
something?
This is the We Usually Suck, But We Don't This Year Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, like is it like a name to it or something like that? Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay. But the thing with
– or maybe it is, but
Illinois,
if it is, no one knows about it.
Beat that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Abe went to Indiana.
Well, they used to. I think Illinois changed the name of theirs. But they both play in the name of the stadiums are the same. They're both Memorial Stadium
on
both campuses.
Oh, okay.
You know, obviously both schools start with an I. Uh-huh. They're in the Big Ten. They border each other. Indiana's the losingest program in the history of Division I. I think Illinois is like fourth.
Oh, yeah. Illinois has been cheating.
They're both
forever.
Bad. Illinois. Not this year, though. Not this year. They're both 3-0.
Hey, man.
And Indiana's favored at home.
Really? What are you looking at?
6.5.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Or maybe that's Illinois. I don't know. It says IU. That's confusing. Which one is it? Okay. Okay. There you go. It would be UI.
Okay. Whatever. Hey, Andy, tomorrow we will be in Twin Peaks, Kennesaw with a special broadcast. So make sure you guys come out and see us. Come out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have lunch with us, enjoy food, drinks, and scenic views, as Twin Peaks likes to give out, as we get you ready for the big weekend of football. That's tomorrow starting at 11 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into a couple different Falcons topics as we look ahead to the Week 3 matchup against the Carolina Panthers. We got some Raheem Morris audio from yesterday, some Michael Penix as well, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.